All right, let's see. We have Kate Smith coming up in just a second, and she's
dead. Wow, we booked her? That's pretty impressive.
You know, we got a good booker. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you about American Financing. American Financing wants you to know whether you're buying your first, your next, or your forever home, you're making a great investment. I mean, you know, assuming you're getting a good deal. If you're buying in Connecticut, probably not, but that's a different story. You can get started right now with a free mortgage pre-qualification from the salary-based mortgage consultants at American Financing. They have an A-plus rating with a BBB and over 2,500 Google reviews. They never charge upfront fees like some lenders who charge $500 just to qualify. They can utilize every single loan, jumbo, FHA, VA, HARP, whatever. They customize the loan for you. You can get started right now. Start the conversation and get into your forever home. It's American Financing at 800-906-2440. That's 800-906-2440. Or go to AmericanFinancing.net. That's AmericanFinancing.net. Back in just a moment with the beginning of the program.
The fusion of entertainment and enlightenment. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
I don't know if I could go on today. I'm just a little upset today because as I was driving in, Stu, I don't think I could do it. As I was driving in, I drove past a statue. And I don't even know who the person was in that statue. But the way he was looking at me, and this giant horse with the hoof up and everything, I thought, they're going to trample me to death. They're just keeping me down. And I don't know if I can go on. I just don't know. What's next? Some big, fat old woman who's been dead for 40 years? She's going to have a statue of her after she sang racist things? I can't do it.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
We get into the nonsense that we're living in, and I'll tell you the real reason behind it coming up in just a second. First, let me tell you about Car Shield. If your car, now it doesn't include pain and suffering, but if your car breaks down because it's driving by a statue of another old car, let's say a Model T, where they were all black, all Model T's were black, and you've got a white Camry, and you're like, your white Camry's like, I'm surrounded by black racist Model T's. What am I going to do? Car Shield can't help you on that. But if you have a sensor go out, or if you have a covered repair, and your car is out of warranty, as long as you have Car Shield, you're covered. And when you have a covered repair, it is sweetness. 24/7 roadside assistance, a rental car while yours is being fixed. If your car has 5 to 150,000 miles, it does not mean you have to pay high repair bills. Their administrators at Car Shield have already paid out close to $2 billion in claims. Wow. Get covered by the ultimate in extended vehicle protection. It's 1-800-CAR-6000. I have this on my truck, and it is well worth it. 1-800-CAR-6000. Mention the promo code Beck or go to carshield.com and use the code Beck and save 10%. That's carshield.com, code Beck, Car Shield. 1-800-CAR-6000, promo code Beck. Do you know that there's a bust of Che glaring at a hillside in Bolivia? There is a statue of Lucifer in Madrid, Spain, and another one in Belgium. There are statues of Karl Marx, Stalin, Lenin all over the world, including a statue of Lenin in Seattle. Same goes for Mao. There's a statue of Satan in Detroit. That's great! Hey, kids, it's not oppressing you. It's just a statue of Satan. Just outside a former ghetto in Warsaw, there's a statue of Hitler kneeling in prayer. There's a monument to a fascist soldier in Chicago that was gifted by Italian fascist dictator Benito Mussolini. It's adored. A large statue of a naked man standing on a naked woman in a cemetery in Brooklyn. There's a statue of a policewoman urinating in Dresden, Germany. And, of course, there's mannequin piss, the statue in Brussels of, you know, the little kid peeing in the in the pond, which is kind of cute because they dress him up as different things depending on the time of the year. And I'm sorry, that's horrible. It's a horrible statue, and it's been oppressing me. And I wake up in night terrors thinking, the mannequin piss! But there are a lot of things we have to worry about today. Statues are not, that's not all. This is an actual list that we compiled for you today of the things that have been branded racist just in the last 2 years in America. Dogs and dog walking, 911 calls, TSA body scanners, classical literature and philosophy. Do I even need to say this one? Milk, knitting, being cheerful, not being cheerful, friendliness, not being friendly enough, libraries, clowns, the Avengers, diets, infant mortality rates, the one that comes from none other than Kamala. How do you say her name?
Kamala.
Kamala Harris.
You should know that.
That one, she comes and she says infant mortality rates. She tweeted that implicit racial bias is one critical reason that maternal mortality rates for black women is 3 or 4 times higher than white women. She blamed maternal mortality rates on, of course, racism. Mm. So, but also there's makeup, personal space is very, very racist. Vikings, potatoes, inclusion, Burger King commercials, the okie dokie hand sign, the rainbows, compliments, childbirth, houseplants, nail polish, bacon. Yes, bacon, trying to improve racial tensions, not focusing constantly on racial tensions, mentioning racial tensions, existence if you're white. Now, I would like to just be the first to add, this monologue will soon be called racist, I'm sure. There is an incredible amount of overlap between statues and perceived racism. I don't have to give you any examples because you know exactly what I'm talking about. By the way, more statues of Christopher Columbus are coming down. It was celebrated yesterday that 2 more states are replacing Columbus Day with Indigenous Peoples Day. There's Columbus, there's Thomas Jefferson, there's Francis Scott Key, Abraham Lincoln, of all people, Joan of Arc, and many, many others. Now, the most recent example is as unexpected as the whole walking your dog is racist. But here's the thing on the latest outcry. They had to work really hard for this one, except in doing any kind of research. The controversy centers on the statue of Kate Smith, a singer who was once called the Songbird of the South. She gained fame in the 1940s for God Bless America, which I think is a progressive nightmare, but that's a different story. Smith's achievements are a little awe-inspiring. She performed for King George and Queen Elizabeth. She performed at the White House right before World War II. Ronald Reagan bestowed her with the Presidential Medal of Freedom. She was credited on helping defeat the Nazis thanks to an 18-hour broadcast in which she helped CBS raise over $100 million in war bonds. Think of that. This is back in the 1940s. $100 million because of her 18-hour broadcast.
And that was just one broadcast.
Yeah.
She did, I think the total was $600 million.
I mean,
which is, if you, today's dollars is over $10 billion.
Think of that.
For World War II.
Think of that. She helped us defeat the Nazis. For decades, both the New York Yankees and the Philadelphia Flyers played her version of God Bless America at home games. The Yankees featured it in the 17th inning since 9/11. Flyers even had a statue of Smith outside their stadium. She'd become the team's good luck charm after she performed God Bless America before Game 6 of the 74 Stanley Cup Finals, and the Flyers won. But this month, all of that has changed. Now she's a racist. We shouldn't even mention her. There shouldn't be a statue. She needs to be canceled. She needs to be forgotten. She needs to be smeared and destroyed. Here's what the statement reads. The Flyers have enjoyed a long and popular relationship with God Bless America as performed by the late Kate Smith. But in recent days, we learned that several of the songs Kate Smith performed in the 1930s included lyrics and sentiments that are incompatible with the values of our organization and evoke painful and unacceptable themes. The songs, now, I want you to know, you're going to be offended by the lyrics and the songs, but hang on. The song, That's Why Darkies Are Born. There's not a lot of room on that one. And Pickaninny Heaven. Not a lot of room there either. Pickaninny, in case you don't know, is an archaic derogatory word to describe black children. She performed the movie. She performed this song in a movie in 1933. In the scene, she devoted the song to a lot of little colored children living in the orphanage. And she sang about watermelons, and it's clearly a racist song, okay? She's under contract in a movie that she didn't write. But she performed it. Okay. But let's look at the really disturbing one. That's Why Darkies Were Born. I don't even want to say the lyrics on the air because they will be taken out of context and used to smear me. I'll let Kate sing it for herself. Here it is.
Someone had picked cotton. Someone had a plant to corn. Someone had a slave and be able to sing.
Holy cow, that's bad.
Someone had a laugh at trouble, though he was tired and worn, had to be contented with any old thing. That's why darkies were born.
Okay, so you listen to that and you're like, what is this, the Klan meeting? How is this possibly, how is this even acceptable? Listen to the lyrics. That's why they were born? Because somebody just had to be content with any old thing? Somebody had to be tired and worn and laugh at trouble? Had to plant the corn, pick the cotton. That's why people were born? Are you kidding me? How could you possibly record that? Well, if we would like to live in the world of ignorance, if we would like to live in a world where nobody does any critical thinking, you just jump to whatever conclusion suits your agenda. And that's really important. I'm going to come back to that. Well, then you can just be pissed off at Kate Smith, or you can understand that that is a song from a 1931 Broadway review called George White's Scandals, and it was a satire of white supremacists. She actually wrote this song along with Paul Robeson. He was an actor and a civil rights activist. His father was literally a runaway slave. So what happened? What happened? Oh, this was a song that civil rights activists were actually singing to mock racists. You know, if we get rid of Kate Smith because of this, may I suggest we put Mel Brooks on the chopping block? Have you heard the song he sang? Because he sang about the Inquisition. I don't know. Did you hear that? I'll play it for you in a minute. But he's also done a movie where he's treating black people. It's crazy, called Blazing Saddles. Here's the Inquisition, his song.
Let's begin the Inquisition.
Look out, Sin.
We have a mission to convert the Jews.
Oh my God.
We're going to teach them
wrong from right.
We're going to help them
see the light
and make an offer that they can't refuse.
That the Jews just can't refuse.
Confess.
How was this made? How could anybody do this? The Inquisition, we're going to convert the Jews?
It's better to lose your skull cap than your skull.
Oh my gosh. I need to take a break. I'm so offended. Stand by. There's more.
You hear what this guy says about Hitler and springtime. It's terrible.
If we can find the audio evidence of it. Let me tell you about 1-800-FLOWERS. 1-800-FLOWERS. By the way, if your mom did half the work that my wife did for Easter, send her flowers. Send her flowers and say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I mean, we drool over my wife's lasagna. It's her mother's recipe. And I said to her the other day, I said, honey, you can have somebody, you know, help, blah, blah, blah. We have all family in and we have somebody help. And she's like, I don't make my lasagna just with anybody. I'll make it with Cheyenne, but I don't know. And I'm like, you are a recipe. Look at what's happening. You're hiding the recipe. No, I'm not. Yes, you are. So anyway, if your mom is a little like that and she has worked her brains out, well, here's what I want you to do. Call 1-800-FLOWERS. Right now, for Mother's Day, they have 36 for 36, but I just say send them to her right now and just say thank you for Easter. But if you'd like to get beat the Mother's Day rush, 36 sorbet roses for $36. That's a dollar per rose. They're in pastel shades of pink and orange and lavender. They're guaranteed to make her smile. They bloom on the counter. It's beautiful. 1-800-FLOWERS. Picked at their peak and shipped overnight. 36 for 36. It expires this Friday. Do it now at 1-800-FLOWERS.com. Make sure you use the promo code Beck. 1-800-FLOWERS.com. You'll click on the radio icon and use the promo code Beck. That's the way you'll see this special. Offer ends on Friday. 1-800-FLOWERS.com. 10 seconds, station ID. So, Kate Smith is a racist. Now, you might ask yourself, why? Why was someone looking for Kate Smith? How did that even happen? Who's going through Kate Smith's catalog and then stirring this up in Philadelphia? This isn't about racism. This isn't about anything except God bless America. That's what this is about. God bless America, the song. If I might quote a former first lady, because my husband knows if we're going to do this, we have to change our traditions. We have to change our language. We have to change our history. That's what this is about. God bless America. Because the song she sang, the one that is the real horror show, she sang in a review to mock racists. She and a son of a runaway slave civil rights activist wrote it together. Now, let me ask you this. Not a son of a civil rights activist, son of a runaway slave who became a civil rights activist. Now, let me just remind you again. If we are going for parody and we have to destroy careers based on parody, then this song must destroy its creator as well. Springtime for Hitler, ladies and gentlemen.
You certainly can't say things like that, Glenn. You can't. You just said it. I mean, now I think you should be tossed off. You just said springtime for H, which I will not say, because I know in 50 years they'll come back and say it wasn't that you were saying that Hitler was a bad person. You were saying he was a good person. Look at you put the word springtime near it. I mean, that is what we're facing today.
I'm not even going to say it. I'm going to let the racist do it. Trouble, what a sad story. Needed a new leader. How does Mel Brooks, a Jewish man, how did he do this?
We looked around and then we found the man for you and me. And now it's
springtime for Hitler and Germany. Deutschland is happy and
stop.
Dead.
Stop. Play Kate Smith. Play her song. You have to hear it in the same way that you know the context of this. That is the same context as Kate Smith.
Someone had picked cotton. Someone had a plan.
But they are counting on you being stupid. They're counting on you being uninformed. They're counting on you not even going to Wikipedia, which is the encyclopedia for dummies. They're counting on it. And why? To get rid of God Bless America. Another tradition. Another voice. Another high point. A woman who helped us fight the Nazis. A woman who not only helped us fight the Nazis, but raised in today's dollars, what was it, $6 billion.
$10 billion.
$10 billion on her own. On her own. We have to raise that because we can't have a white woman raising money to help fight evil. No. There weren't people all across the country giving their hard-earned dollars to stop Hitler. They were all for Hitler. Don't buy into it. And for God's sake, America, stand up.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.
All right, I want to talk to you a little bit about filter buy. You know, we ate Easter outside on the patio, and Rafe and I got up and we had to wash off the patio furniture. My gosh, it was like 3 inches of green pollen. It was so nasty. I don't know if you noticed this, but allergy season is here or going to be in a house near you very, very soon if it's not already. If you sneeze every time you look at a tree, that stuff is coming into your house and you've got to filter it out. And that's why there's Filter Buy. They're going to make this really easy. You go on a website. Once you sign up, tell them what kind of filter you need, what size filter. They will have it delivered to you within 24 hours right to your door. You pop it in. You've got to change it from all of the dust and the bad stuff that's been in your house all season long for the winter and get ready for spring. Filter Buy. You'll even save 5% now at filterbuy.com. Filterbuy.com.
Well, our Socialist Spotlight series has already delayed the announcement of Joe Biden several times. Now it's Kamala's time. Go to blazetv.com/Glenn. Use the promo code Glenn.
If you ask me, SimpliSafe is the only company doing home security right. Because the traditional companies have outdated systems and expensive long-term contracts. Or you have security gadgets that you need to monitor yourself. But SimpliSafe has the around-the-clock 24 professional monitoring and police dispatch covering every door and window in your home for $15 a month. Plus, you can install it yourself in less than an hour. Get 10% off your system right now at SimpliSafeBeck.com. That's SimpliSafeBeck.com.
Let's do town halls and a preview to a story I'm going to get to here in just a few minutes. Pat.
Mm-hmm.
A New York Times editor and somebody who wrote an opinion article.
Yeah.
Has written just a quote. As I grew older, I learned that the fair-skinned, blue-eyed depiction of Jesus has for centuries adorned stained glass windows and altars in churches throughout the United States and Europe. But Jesus, born in Bethlehem, was most likely a Palestinian man with dark skin. So first of all, take this in, because he asked, what do white people say when they find out that their white Jesus isn't white? Really? I have a feeling Jesus looked very different than all of the, you know, pictures of the model beautiful. I usually do fashion modeling, but I'm the savior.
Underwear commercials.
Underwear commercials.
Well, Isaiah told us there was no beauty that you would desire him. There was, he wasn't super attractive, according to Isaiah's prophecy.
Well, did Isaiah know him? No. No, he didn't. And he certainly didn't say he wasn't even going to be a Jew. He was a Palestinian, which Palestinians, the Arabs, the Arabs didn't live in the in Israel until they came and came in about 700 years after Jesus died.
Yeah.
So it would have been a miracle birth indeed. Wow, look at,
born to a people who weren't even there yet.
Yes, I gave birth to the first Arab. Okay, so Pat, let's talk a little bit about the town hall last night.
Exciting, wasn't it?
Oh, it was great.
Oh man, if they could have done all of the candidates, I would have been, I would have loved it.
Yeah.
You can barely get through any of these things. When did criminal voting become such a big deal in the Democrat Party?
Because they have to have every single vote.
Right. And because they know criminals are going to vote for Democrats.
Now, listen to this question that we have from the town hall last night about prison voting. And listen to the way the question is asked of Bernie Sanders. And tell me if Fox News would have asked this question exactly the same way if they wouldn't have been called racist and Islamophobes. Listen.
My follow-up question goes to this being like you're writing an opposition ad against you by saying you think the Boston Marathon bomber should vote not after he pays his debt to society, but while he's in jail. You sure about that?
Well, Chris, I think I have written many 30-second opposition ads throughout my life. This will be just another one, but I do believe, look, you know, this is what I believe. Do you believe in democracy? Do you believe that every single American 18 years of age or older who's an American citizen has the right to vote? Once you start chipping away at that, believe me, that's what our Republican governors all over this country are doing. They come up with all kinds of excuses why people of color, young people, poor people can't vote.
Stop.
And I will. So, no, they're stop. Not.
No, no, no they're not. You're printing no, up. Not. I want 16-year-olds to vote.
Yeah.
No, no. You're just printing up new things. Well, if 16, how come a 12-year-old can't vote?
And Republican governors are actually asking people to bring their ID to the poll with them so we can verify that it's you.
And
I mean, that's
you have to do that
as hateful as you can get.
You have to do that when you pick up prescriptions.
Right.
You have to do that when are druggists, are pharmacists, are they racist? Because you can't get up a prescription without your ID. So are they racist?
That's life-saving medicine. It's not just casting a vote of one of millions.
Right.
This is saving someone's life, and they have to show up with ID?
To me, it is so racist to claim that minorities can't produce an ID. They can.
They can. They do.
They do.
And by the way, you know who
and
else believes that?
And they're all for it. What was
African
it, 80%?
Yeah. So it's about 80%. It's honestly one of the most popular things in all of our discourse.
And yet the Democrats continue to get away with it, harping on it. It's amazing.
Yeah. What do you think? I am. I admit to being a little torn on this issue with Sanders was mentioning, and even with the Boston bombers, should they be able to vote while in prison?
No.
That's where I've been my whole life. But let me just minor question. I would like to hear you because you're.
Now, listen to this. Listen to this question, but understand this is Stu, who's never been. Oh, you know, he's always been. Look, we've weathered all kinds of storms. Listen to this. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I don't have it. I can't say the thing because I have no idea what you're wanting me to say here.
No, I want you to say what you were going to say, what you said earlier today about, you know, you've had a new look at this. Go ahead.
My new perspective on it, or at least because I feel like I'm torn on it, and I get it. Don't know what Glenn's leading to here, so I hope I don't butcher your thing here. But so the idea being that, like, if someone is in prison, and one of the issues in the campaign is about prison conditions, should the person who's being affected by those policies be able to have input in them?
Use the example that you used today. And I'm not saying that this is your, that, and maybe you were just using this for me. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. But. Oh, I knew. Okay, now I know what you're saying. Yeah. So my first example was, what if they outlawed air conditioning in prison? Okay. And so it's really hot. And should you be, as a person who's affected by the policy, be able to say, wait a minute, I want a politician who's going to oppose that. Then to appeal to Glenn, I said, what if they started outlawing, they started throwing, as we've, you know, foreshadowed many times, they started throwing people with unacceptable political opinions in prison. What if you're some outrageous talk show host and you get into prison and you're now in prison for some BS thing that you shouldn't have to do? What if they started throwing Kate Smiths of the world in prison, right? Because they said these horrible things. Should you not have input to say, you know what? I don't think that candidate who is, in my belief, violating the Constitution should be able to go. A gun claim is another good one. The Second Amendment. If you get thrown in jail because they put in one of these crazy policies, should you not, while you're in prison, be able to say, I want a different politician who sees the Constitution the right way? And I think there's an I think this is a largely meaningless conversation. Number one,
we're not there.
Number two,
we will be next week.
But number two, also, like, you know, I know we get all excited about the actual, you know, meaning of a vote, and it's very, very important historically and all that. You know, the idea that you know, these are turning over elections often or is going to be unlikely. But just from a principled manner. Like, I think that if you, people who would oppose those policies that put them in prison shouldn't, you could, in theory, right? Like, if you're Hitler, you could put Jews in prison who could never vote you out of office, right? And you could come up with some ridiculous way to put them in prison, and then they would have no input to overturn that way.
Yeah, that's kind of a separate topic, though, from what we're talking about here, because we're not at that place. If we got to that place, then, yeah, I might think differently about it. But we're not there.
No, and it's
so
definitely
whether
not.
They can vote for their own air conditioning. They lost that opportunity. You lost that right. Sorry.
Well, look, here's the thing.
You
on
screwed
that.
Up
on the air conditioning thing. That takes a moral society.
Yeah, it does.
You know, if you're not,
you don't
a moral
want to torture them.
Right. No, nobody
is declared unconstitutional.
Nobody
anyway,
in today's America is going to say, I don't care if they drink swill. Right. Put them in a cave and let them starve to death. We're not like that.
Yeah.
So that one doesn't work because we still are a somewhat moral people that don't want our prisons to be nightmares.
Somewhat.
But I mean, that's not what principles are about. What, you know, like, you're not, you don't come up, like, we don't, there's no,
no, I
don't. No one's going to be putting soldiers in your home that,
no,
not during wartime, but we still have the Third Amendment, and it still stands as
correct.
A legitimate principle.
Correct. And I think the principle is that I happen to agree with. I don't agree with, once you get out of prison, that you've lost that right forever. I don't think that's right. You've paid your debt. You've paid your debt, but while you're in prison, I'm sorry, you lose your rights. You're in prison.
So there's nothing now, you can do serious enough that you could lose your voting rights forever?
In Bernie Sanders' world, right?
Or in Glenn's world, I will tell you, I don't think so, because
sex crimes, like molesting children, rape.
You've paid your debt. I mean, we either believe in the pay your debt or we don't. Once you've paid your debt, if your crime is so bad that you can never, ever recover from it, you should never, ever be out of jail.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's kind of the argument on the, like, the, you know, Megan's Law list, right? Like, if you are a threat enough to potentially molest children that we need to tell everyone in your neighborhood about it, maybe you shouldn't
you should
be in the
out.
Neighborhood.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, but I do think that there are things that we don't understand. We don't understand, you know, if you can ever be cured, and God forbid, in this tape will destroy me probably in maybe a year and a half. But if you can't be cured from pedophilia,
Yeah, I know it's old timey. He believed in cures for pedophilia, which is just natural.
That might not be a year and a half.
Yeah, I know.
It might be a week and a half.
I know. But we don't know. And so we don't want to take chances with our children. However, you know, the voting booth is not a schoolyard with kids in it. Now, you just hope you don't move into an area where the voting booth ends up being in the school, because then you're solved. If you've committed a crime, you know, against children,
you can't go to the school.
You can't go to the school to vote. So we got you covered.
And I think, too, my general position on this forever has been, if it's part of the punishment and you do the crime and receive the punishment, you know about it in advance, right? Like, it's all publicly available that you're not going to be able to vote anymore. Probably okay and fair, but I can understand the other side of that one, because there is,
I can too.
You know, like, part of your voting right is saying, like, I think laws should be this way. And if you are on the wrong side of that law, and then there's no one there to overturn an unjust law, that could be problematic in a long-term scenario. And I don't know if the cost of having somebody vote in prison is worth that.
I would rather the American way used to be that we err on the side of
freedom.
Of freedom. Always err on the side of freedom.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is, well, yeah, but maybe these guys get out and they're going to vote for this or that. Well, yeah, maybe. But what about the guys who come out and they are truly reformed? Are we going to punish them?
We talked to one just the other day.
Correct.
The guy who was released under Trump's second chance law.
Yes.
And he, you know, completely reformed and actually got out of prison. Then they brought him back in on some technicality. And then Trump's bipartisan law, by the
way. Here's what's crazy. Now, this is not Bernie Sanders, because Bernie Sanders doesn't think you should ever lose that right.
Even while you're serving.
Even while you're serving. You are the Boston Marathon guy.
Kamala Harris
still be able to vote.
Basically the same.
Yeah, that's crazy. In my opinion, that's craziness. What isn't, in my opinion, is to be able to say, look, you lose it for that time period, but we either as a country believe in forgiveness and redemption or we don't.
Mm-hmm.
So if you pay the price, we must let it go. We must let it go.
I think you should not put voting booths in prisons. But if they can escape prison and get to vote, that should count. That's my policy.
So don't say that out loud. Like, don't say
running
that out
man
loud
situation.
Or, I mean, George Soros will have helicopters over every prison next November. Thank you so much, Pat.
Pat Gray Unleashed, the podcast, available everywhere. Mm. And of course, you should subscribe to blazetv.com. Go to blazetv.com/Glenn. Use the promo code Glenn. You can watch the show, Pat's show, also show we're all on, the news and why it matters.
Okay, let me tell you about X-Chair. X-Chair can make your day so much better until a guy like Stu is sitting next to you in his X-Chair. And then you're like, oh, dear, I've got another pain in my arms. And it's...
The chair is
taking care of one.
Literally promoting a business you are a large stakeholder in.
Whatever, Stu.
I don't know why I get... Why is that offensive?
No more sore backs, no more sore necks, just focus and productivity. It's more like a recliner. It can't stop that nagging, buzzing sound of the person you might work with, but it'll solve everything else, and you'll get a free footrest right now. Try the X Basic model, $100 off and as low as $28 a month with 0% financing. Order today and get a free footrest. It's X Chair Basic, and all the X Chairs come with a 30-day, no questions asked guarantee, complete satisfaction, and free shipping. X Chair. Go to xchairbeck.com. xchairbeck.com. Letter X, chairbeck.com. Or call 844-4XCHAIR. Promo code Beck. Jason, welcome to the Glenn Beck program.
Yes, sir.
You're an ex-con?
Yes, sir. I actually had, when I was 19 years old, an assault with a deadly weapon in California and was sentenced to 6 years in prison. And that was in 1992, yet I'm still unable to vote. And I believe that, you know, until you're done with parole and everything else, you shouldn't be allowed to vote. But, you know, I've paid my debt. You know, I own my own company now.
I agree.
I pay taxes. Raised a great family, but I have no say-so. And, you know, to me, it's still, I'm still paying the price from something that's 25 plus years ago.
See, this is my problem. I'm such a sucker for Victor Hugo's Les Miserables that this has always bothered me. When you do your time and you're finished paying your debt to society, we either believe in forgiveness and fresh starts or we don't. And I think you should have the right to vote. You know, once you've paid the price and you're done with everything, I agree 100%, Jason. You should have the right to vote. It's, you're starting fresh. You're starting over. New chapter. Begin again. Thanks so much.
Go ahead. Sure. No, and that's, I did start over. And I believe that, you know, on some things I should lose. Like, I messed up. I should never own a gun. I caused myself to do that. You know, that's my responsibility. But to hold everything continuously, I think is wrong. So, and I just think more people need to look at it in a broader spectrum than just never again.
Thank you so much, Jason. By the way, assault with a deadly weapon in 1992, I'm sure was a deadly weapon, but it was in California. Today, that might be, I don't know, a French fry?
The climate?
I mean, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. I married a white person.
Oh, that's way too offensive.
Yeah. All right. Back in just a second with the governor of the great state of Texas, which is starting to go nuts. Texas is starting to go
You're
nuts.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.
Sponsor is Patriot Mobile.
Can I just talk about this for a second?
Yeah.
We have to start putting our money where our mouth is. And I mean this sincerely. We are in the fight of our life. And if you are using a mobile phone and you have, I don't know, Sprint or whoever you have, the same exact patterns, the same coverage, because they're going to use the same towers. Stop putting your money into those organizations and give it to Patriot Mobile. Every time you pay a bill, Patriot Mobile makes a donation to PragerU and Alliance Defending Freedom, conservative organizations. Great coverage. 1-800-A-PATRIOT. 1-800-A-PATRIOT.
The fusion of entertainment and enlightenment. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
This is craziness. I moved to Texas from New York because I couldn't take the insanity anymore. Couldn't take the taxes on top of taxes on top of taxes. I couldn't take the attitude anymore. Couldn't take the lawlessness and the ridiculousness of the way laws were enforced or not enforced. Well, welcome to Dallas, Texas. The DA has now come out and said he will not prosecute thefts of personal items worth less than $750 unless the theft was for financial gain. So if they steal your watch and your wallet and you don't, it's not as much as $750, if that person really needed that, well, then the DA will not prosecute. What the? Did a wormhole open up and we've dropped into some Alice in Wonderland? Is this Texas? Is this even America anymore? What the hell is happening to us? Texas Governor Greg Abbott, I contend the best governor in the country, at least the best I've ever lived with. I mean, not that I live with, you know what I mean, is joining us in 1 minute.
It's not like we're
breaking news there.
It's not like we're buying curtains together.
Seems like maybe you are.
I want to talk to you a little bit about American financing. Right now is the time to buy a home.
Yeah, if you're buying a home with a governor of a state that you happen to live in, maybe you got a vacation home for you guys to get away on the weekends.
We have a little love shack. It's an apartment. Anyway, if you're looking to buy a home, now's the time to buy a home. I think mortgages are going to become extremely difficult to get, and rents are going to go up and up and up and up. Renting is the future. So unless you're buying an apartment complex where you're going to be renting to somebody else, don't flush your money down the toilet. Rent is going to go through the roof. It's just my feeling on that. Buy a home, Get it at the low, low rates that you can get right now. And the people to help you with that mortgage to get you into the right one is AmericanFinancing.net. AmericanFinancing.net. They're salary-based consultants, so they're not making any money. They're really, truly working for you. They're not making money from the bank if they get you into this mortgage. Call 800-906-2440. 800-906-2440. It's AmericanFinancing.net.
American Financing Corporation. NMLS 182334, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
Greg Abbott, you haven't gone insane yet, have you?
This is Texas. We will not allow lawlessness in the state of Texas. What is going on in Dallas County is unacceptable. It is the job of a district attorney to enforce the law. In fact, he took an oath to preserve, protect, and defend the laws of the state of Texas. He is violating his oath. It's unacceptable. If he wants to change policy, he ran for the wrong job. He should have run for the legislature, where he would have failed in his policy. But let me tell you something. We are not going to allow district attorneys in the state of Texas to hijack our legal system and to promote lawlessness, to not prosecute crimes. That is insanity. We're going to send him packing to New York or some other place.
What color curtains do you like? I just love you. I love you. I saw this come out over the weekend, and if you really need it, if it's a necessity for you, $750, they can just rob you? That's insane. What do we have charities for? What do we have churches for? What do we have soup kitchens for? Well, this is nuts. What are these people thinking?
Well, listen, you know, we've got the NBA playoffs and hockey playoffs going on right now, and I need a nice big TV that I can have people over to watch the game with me, and I found one for only $700. So I'm just going to stop by and grab me a TV, not worry about paying for it, so I can be able to host a good TV watch game.
Right.
This is insanity.
We talked about this. They're making the case right now. I mean, this is socialism in a nutshell, except it's with crime. We were talking about yesterday, they're making a big deal out of having access to the internet. Well, if I have access to the internet and Wi-Fi, but I don't have a computer, as long as I steal one for $700, I'm okay.
And think of the message this sends, but put yourself in the shoes of the mom and pop grocery store or some other type of store.
Yes.
In some part of town in Dallas County somewhere, where they may have people coming in saying, listen, I'm just going to take this or take that from the store owner, because there's no fear whatsoever of being prosecuted. That is lawlessness by this district attorney, and I'm very, very proud of all the law enforcement agencies, both in the state of Texas as well as in Dallas County, coming out as well as I did, as well as the Attorney General did. We want to send a message, not just to Dallas County, but also to the entire state of Texas, that this type of lawlessness is not going to be allowed, will not be allowed to be promoted, and we're going to work to shut it down.
How do the police feel about, because they're going to be the ones who a Starbucks is going to call and say, we have these guys, they come in every day and they steal muffins right off the counter. They just take them and they walk out. We can't continue to do this. How do the police, how are they expected to deal with this? Because they're going to take the brunt of the store owner or the person that's just been robbed when they say, I'm sorry, there's nothing I can do.
Exactly. And that's one reason why the police are so extremely angry about this, because they, too, take an oath. They, too, they risk their lives every single day, where they could be shot and killed as they were gunned down in downtown Dallas a couple of years ago. They put their lives on the line to promote safety, to protect the people whose communities they patrol. And now they are being told by the prosecuting attorney in that county that these criminals may not be prosecuted. And so it ties the hands of police officers, and they are rightfully angry about this.
Governor, this is way above your pay grade, but I know you're doing something about it. I want to tell you a story of something that happened to me, or this is way below your
pay grade. Yeah, yeah, way below your pay grade. Sorry. But I want to tell you something that happened to me that I could not believe I lived in the state of Texas. My home taxes went up.
Property taxes?
Property taxes through the roof. And everybody that I know, the taxes have gone through the roof. My taxes went through the roof because I own 3.5 acres. Everybody else in my neighborhood only owns 1 acre. And even though my house is built across those 3 acres, or, you know, 2.5 of those acres, it's one story, the tax assessment came back that I had to pay for all 3 acres as if there was a home on all three, because I could divide my land up, as long as I tore my house down, divide my land up and be able to sell 3 houses on there. It was insane. So we wrote a letter saying, we're coming. We want to contest this. Our attorney wrote a letter. A comma was in the wrong place. We went to defend it with our attorney. Before my wife walked up, she heard the woman at the tax assessor, who is sitting at this little council. She walks up and she hears the woman say, "I'm so sick of these rich people and their problems, blah, 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 blah." Then my wife is like, "Oh, dear God." So she presents it. The woman looks at her and said, "How do we know that you meant that this letter means what you say it means?" We said, "Well, because we're the ones who wrote it. Our attorneys wrote it for us. We're the ones who wrote it." And they said, "Well, but the comma here means that it could have been written about this." We're like, "No, but that was a mistake on the comma. We are fighting it for this reason. Forget the comma. We're here to testify. This is what we believe." They rejected it because the two other people looked at the woman and said, "I don't care, whatever you decide." And of course, she decided, "No, we're not accepting this because of the comma." Governor, this is insanity. It's insanity what's happening to people with property taxes in Texas.
Well, I think it's theft by taxing authorities. And that's why we are focused this session, as we speak right now, on reforming your property tax system, doing 3 things. One is to address in part what you're talking about, and that is to rein in an out-of-control appraisal system.
Thank you.
Listen, I know this is tough on you and many of your listeners, but think about the average senior who is being driven out of their home that they may have already paid off because the property taxes are increasing so much they can no longer live in their home.
It's insane.
Think about the millennial who's looking to buy their first home, and they average out their monthly income and things like that and figure out, you know, we can afford to buy this home for $100,000 or whatever the case may be. But then when they have to factor in what the property taxes are, they realize, well, they're not going to be able to afford to live in the home. So
yep.
Point one is we have to reform an appraisal system. The way the appraisal system works in the state of Texas for property owners, for homeowners, is that they are able to jack up your appraised value by 10% per year. By God, they're going to try to get every penny from you by doing exactly that. And there is no limit on businesses of what they can increase the property taxes by. And so the cost of what you're paying for your goods and things like that that you may buy somewhere is going up a whole lot because property taxes of the seller is going up so much. But point one, we want to reform the appraisal system. Point two, we want to use state money to buy down your property tax rate so that we will lower the amount of property taxes that you pay. And then point three, we need to close the back door to prevent taxing authorities from being able to come back in and raise your property taxes back up. That's why people have seen in the news that the Texas Senate has already passed out and the Texas House soon will pass out limits on the ability of taxing authorities to raise your property tax rates. We are going to hammer down property taxes in Texas.
Thank you for that. Okay. Do you have time? Could I hold you over for 1 minute and then come back on it? Because I want to talk to you about what's happening to our state.
Glenn, I gotta get to the Capitol. I got some business. I gotta take care of there. Ask the question real quick and I'll answer.
I am very concerned. Texans are not aware of the efforts to flip us blue.
And we are close to losing this state, it feels. Am I just feeling something that's not happening?
No, it is true. Obviously, the elections got close this past year with the Beto effect. But part of the Beto effect was the fact that he raised $80 million. He was able to spend that money on getting people to register to vote and go vote who had never voted before. And so what we are working is to counter that by making sure we get conservatives out to vote and get them registered. And so, we understand that if we lose Texas, we lose the United States of America.
We do.
There will be no other Texas for people to go to, and this is worth fighting for. And so we are going to work every single day to make sure we fight to keep Texas the conservative bastion of the United States of America.
Governor, God bless you. Thank you so much. Thank
God
you.
God bless you. Thank you, you to your listeners.
That guy is... he's rock solid.
He's one of the people you actually want to let off the phone to go to actually do his job because it's usually a good.
Yeah, I know. You know. Well, they don't. I mean, here in Texas, we don't have full-time legislature. So they're in, what, every other year?
Yeah, something like that. Every 2 years?
Yeah, every 2 years, something like that. And it's, I mean, it's great. They're just not around. You just don't see them. They're not
somehow
doing
the state operates. I don't know how it happens.
With
no state income tax.
Right.
I mean, because the property taxes are, they're not as high, I don't think, as the Northeast. But
they're not New York.
They're high for some states, but with no state income tax, you kind of are okay with that.
The only problem I have with it is the way they are raising them. They're just raising them like he said, they can raise them 10%. So they do. They raise them 10%.
Yeah, that's what happened to me this year.
Yeah,
and then you have to go protest it. It's the most bizarre system. And I would say most people in Texas aren't even aware of it.
Yeah.
Like you own a house, you're like, what do you mean I have to protest my taxes?
That was our deal with Acoma was we said the property taxes went up in this year, last year, and now they're gone up again. And so they said, because the way we phrased that sentence and the way the comma was, no, you can't protest last year. You missed it last year. So you can only protest this year. We're like, we know that.
But you're just making the point.
We were making the point that it already went up an unreasonable amount. Now, look at what you're doing. And they were like, nope, sorry, you include last year. How do we know?
And I would just say,
it's nuts.
Maybe in the future, hire an accountant or an attorney and don't just go directly to the governor with your little problems. That's what I would say. I mean, that's just me. That's just me talking.
I know he's not going to do anything about it.
I know, but it is an unbelievable system, and he is trying
to
do something.
It's crazy.
About it. Yeah.
Okay, let me tell you about LifeLock. Cybercrime getting worse. Security researchers recently discovered an unprotected, publicly accessible database, 150 gigabytes of detailed plain text marketing data, including 763 million email addresses. Now, what this is big intelligence data, and it's everywhere, and all of it is being hacked into, and all they have to do is reassemble your email address with who you are, any kind of social security number, and that can be done now. It's really bad. You need somebody watching out for your ID, and that's what LifeLock does. They detect a wide range of identity threats like your social security number for sale on the dark web, and if there is a problem, they're going to work to fix it. Now, nobody can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock can uncover the threats that you might miss. So join now and get 10% off your first year by using promo code Beck. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK, 1-800-LIFELOCK. Use the promo code Beck or lifelock.com. We break now for 10 seconds. Station ID. You know, we've had a sponsor for a very long time, and I've never said anything about this, and they're not a sponsor on this radio show, so I'm not going to tell you about a commercial. I want to speak from the heart on something. We are so behind the eight ball, and it's because conservatives we demand results. And so when you go to, you know, people like George Soros, they'll put together billionaires, and they don't care about the results. They care about them in the long term, but they're willing just to put their money in and not see a personal return right away because they believe that the country would be better if it was socialist or whatever. Okay, they'll get their return when they get the country they believe. We don't do that. And as somebody who started a network and scraped and pinched and saved and did everything we could to be able to gather people around that would help, it was hell. It was absolute hell. We've made a difference. The Blaze is making a difference. It's now number two behind Fox News. We've had 100% growth in our ratings and everything every month for the last two or three months. It's been remarkable what's happening. And we appreciate that. But I want to tell you about a client of ours that they're not part of this radio show. So I'm telling you because I believe in it. This is a group of veterans who saw exactly what the left was doing with the phone companies. And they saw that the cellular phone companies were taking some of their profit. And they had decided, you know what, we're going to give it to Planned Parenthood. We'll take some of our profits and we'll give it to Planned Parenthood. We'll give it to all these different places. AT&T actually has a board member who is on the board of Planned Parenthood. I don't remember that.
I mean, I remember La Raza, the group that used to be called La Raza The Race, which is a border, you know, open borders sort of place. Yes. They have people from multiple phone companies on their board.
Right.
They've changed the name of it now.
They are working against you. And every time you pick up the phone and you use it and you pay your bill at these phone companies, you are supporting La Raza and Planned Parenthood and everything else. So this group of veterans got together and they started Patriot Mobile, and they've been in business for a while. What's crazy about this is they rent the same towers. Okay, so everybody's on the same towers. So when you get coverage, it's the same damn coverage. It's the same coverage. They're all on the same towers. And so what they're doing is they're saying, hey, would you please stop spending your money to Planned Parenthood? Just do it to us and we'll support Dennis Prager and Prager U. We'll support different organizations that are fighting for the things that you're fighting for. Instead of taking a bit of our profit and giving it to Planned Parenthood, we'll take a bit of our profit and we'll give it to things that are actually building our country. There are phone companies in California that actually have been built to fund races for progressives.
Yeah, I mean, there's one company in particular, not one of the big like headline names that you might know, but has donated over $80 million to progressive causes. And this is a smaller company. This is not one of the big ones. I mean, think about that. Tens of millions of dollars flowing into races against, you know, the things that you believe in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, like, I mean, you know, that's what I do like about Patriot Mobile. Again, not a commercial, but you know, you're getting the same service. You don't have to sacrifice anything because I'm way too lazy to sacrifice anything.
Right. Less cost.
Yeah, it's definitely lower cost. But also, you know, you're supporting conservative causes. I mean, things that actually agree with the Constitution.
So anyway, I'm only telling you this.
That's a great example.
You can join at 1-800-A-PATRIOT if you want. That's great. What I'm saying is, America, if you believe in the Constitution, if you believe in America, you must start working together, standing up, making sure you're not giving your money needlessly to people who are working against you. Stand together. You've got to stand now.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.
All right, here's another organization. Another organization, USCCA. Now, USCCA is the United States Concealed Carry Association. They're the top provider of self-defense education, training, legal protection in the country. Their membership is amazing. I highly recommend you become a member of the USCCA just because of the legal coverage alone, because things are going to get really dicey. But they would like to introduce themselves by giving you something. They're giving away a buttload of free guns. Yes, a buttload of free guns. These are great guns. They're pistols and really high quality. You're going to love it. Just all you have to do to find out which gun it is text the word Beck to 87222. When you text Beck to 87222, you'll automatically be registered for 19 chances to win one of these 19 guns. They're giving them away on, I think it's this Friday, so do it now. Beck, B-E-C-K, text that word to 87222 and introduce yourself to the USCCA.
Every week we feature one of the endless number of Democratic candidates in a socialist spotlight. Tonight, Kamala Harris, blazetv.com/Glenn, promo code Glenn.
You know, I just want to tie a few stories together for you. Let's start with Sri Lanka. Sri Lanka, what did we learn about that? We learned that those were Easter worshipers, not Christians. We also noticed that there wasn't a single Democratic leader that had come out before when New Zealand was attacked and said, when New Zealand was attacked, they came out and they said, this is a war against Islam and it must be stopped. This hatred of Islam must be eradicated. When the Easter worshipers were killed in a coordinated plan and attack by several people, a group in Sri Lanka supported by an international group of Islamists, nobody said anything about it. Their thoughts and prayers went with the people of Sri Lanka. Well, that was great. I appreciate that. But will you at least say this was an attack on Christians and Christians are coming under fire at the highest rate since Jesus? Will you say that? No, they won't. Why? Well, let me give you story two. God Bless America, Kate Smith. The statue in Philadelphia of Kate Smith is being taken down because they say she's a racist. If you missed this reveal, make sure you go back to the podcast and listen to it today, because we talked about it in hour one, and we showed you the song she sang, where she sang it, why it was written, why she sang it. In context, she is way ahead of her time, way ahead of her time as a civil rights leader. Okay, why are they really taking that out? They want that statue down because Kate Smith sang God Bless America. It's tradition. It's the way we view America. It's part of us. She raised the equivalent of $10 billion herself. $10 billion to fight the Nazis. That's insanity. Here's this heroic woman in a different age singing a song that was meant and sung by civil rights leaders. It was a sarcastic parody of white racists in 1931. Wow, she was ahead of her time. That must have been popular. Why are they doing it? Because they know for a fundamental transformation, we have to change our traditions. We have to change our values, our language, and our history. And that's what's happening. You also have to take apart the rule of law. If you're going to have top down, bottom up, inside out, you have to get rid of the rule of law. You have to create chaos on the streets. We just told you about a DA in Dallas. This guy is insane. He says he's no longer going to prosecute anybody who steals things that are worth less than $750 if they really need it. Excuse me? If they really need it, they can steal it? So if it's baby food, diapers, food, clothing, I can tend a laptop. You could make a case that I really needed this for just about anything in today's world. You have to create lawlessness. You then have to tax the citizens' wealth. You have to crush the rich. Well, they're doing that, are they not? Look at Elizabeth Warren. Take away a tax on people's wealth. That's not their income. That's their wealth. So if you have $50 million, well, you can afford it. So every year I tax you, let's say, 10% on your wealth. That's 10% on every piece of art you own. You know, everything that you have. This has already been deemed unconstitutional several times, but that's where they're going. Take away people's wealth. Take away the rule of law. Take away people's wealth. Pit them against each other, rich, poor, black, white. Take away their history, their traditions. And what do you have left? What do you have left? We are going to show you a couple of things. First, tonight on The Blaze at 5 o'clock, Kamala Harris. She is our latest Democratic nominee hopeful that we are going to show you her history. Her history is a little complex, especially for somebody who believes in reparations. Wait until you hear this one. It'll make your head hurt. You can never do the math. Common Core can't figure the math out on this one. That's Kamala Harris tonight at 5 o'clock on The Blaze. Then, a week from tomorrow is May Day. That is the communist holiday of May 1st. We are going to do a special, and it'll be on all platforms. It will be free. It'll be on The Blaze, Blaze TV. It will be on YouTube and Facebook. It'll be on every platform. We're doing a special next week called Socialism, A Warning from the Dead. And the reason why we're calling it that is because we found a document that was written by the communist historian of Czechoslovakia. And it was a triumphant document. It was basically how we did it. When we signed the treaties in World War II, Churchill made sure that he bound the Soviet Union as much as he could. Remember, nobody, you know, FDR was fine with the Soviets and communism. But Churchill knew these guys are dangerous. And so we bound them to something that we thought maybe they couldn't affect anybody. But they did. They found a way around it. We bound them by saying you cannot come in and disrupt elections. You can't put armies on the street. You can't take over, you know, in a hostile manner. They have to find their own way. Should they decide to join you, that's fine. So the Soviets went to work on a plan. How do we flip Czechoslovakia, which was the breadbasket of the East? It was providing most of the food right after World War II. Nobody had any food. Czechoslovakia was a breadbasket. They were a free market. They had just come out from fascist rule. Well, how did that country flip and become communist and a Soviet ally in 3 years? This document was written as a how we did it. It was smuggled out of the former Czech Republic back in about 1960. It was shown to some members of Congress at that point and then just kind of slipped away into darkness. Well, we have rediscovered it in our research on a few things, and we couldn't believe it because it is a document that absolutely spells out word for word, step by step, exactly what's happening to America. And once you're aware of it, it won't be able to be done. But that's if everybody is aware of it and everybody believes it and everybody doesn't dismiss it as some old document. If you actually look at what it says and you look at how they did it and what they're doing now in America, you'll plainly see what flipped Czechoslovakia in 3 years. Have you noticed how quickly things are going? Have you noticed? As I pointed out when I was on CNN, These are the birth pangs of the things to come, meaning those pangs are going to get harder and stronger, more painful and closer. And then we give birth to something. I don't think you want to see what we're giving birth to. But if you don't open your eyes and you don't begin to stand up now, we're giving birth. And sooner than you think. That's a special that is happening next Wednesday. If you'd like to support us, you can join Blaze TV. Go to blazetv.com/Glenn. Your membership pays for the research on things like this. And we really appreciate it. I am making this special free for everyone. And we really hope you will gather your friends, gather your family, and watch this special next Wednesday night. It is vital that you understand what's being done and how it's being flipped, because they've done it in the past and they're doing it again. And just like Kate Smith, unless you know the truth, they can get away with anything. You can say anything about anybody. And they are. They're erasing our past. Don't miss it. Join us now at blazetv.com/Glenn. If you use the promo code Glenn, you're going to save $10 on your yearly membership. And don't forget, tonight, Kamala Harris. And this one is, I mean, it's Saturday Night Live couldn't have written this story. It is so crazy, it almost needs a laugh track. But it's just another day in America. If you're in constant pain, I want you to know you are not alone. My pain and inflammation were so bad that there were many days, and I say this with gratitude towards my wife and embarrassment. I don't know. There's something that happens to a man when you're not able to button your own shirt or tie your own shoes. And Tanya, God bless her, would get up and she would button my shirt or tie my shoes. And it was horrible. I just couldn't live this way any longer. And she was the one who finally said, just try Relief Factor. Please just try it. So I did.
At least she can help with that problem. The other problems you have, she really can't do anything about. That's what's really sad here. You know, there's just nothing you can take to cure that other stuff.
Is that all? Is that all you have to
add? I just wanted to make sure Tanya had a defender here in this room.
Now, should you say something and then just get punched in the face repeatedly?
Will Relief Factor work on that pain?
It will help reduce the inflammation and help the pain go away. 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384, or go to relieffactor.com. get your life back. It works. relieffactor.com. I think I slept through I slept through last night. My bed, some sort of wormhole opened up on my floor of my house. My bed tumbled into it. I've come up on, I don't know if this is Earth 4, Earth 12, but it's not the Earth that I went to bed in last night. The one I went to bed in was crazy. And we had this Democratic socialist named Ocasio-Cortez. I don't know if you have her on your Earth, but she looks a lot like the one you call Ocasio-Cortez. But the one on my Earth wasn't this crazy. Listen to the one on your Earth, what she just said.
Especially when it comes to the VA, all I can think of is that classic refrain that my parents always told me growing up, which is that if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
When it comes to the VA, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Listen.
That is the entire open, and that is the entire opening and approach that we have seen when it comes to privatization.
VA.
Our veterans somehow needs to be fixed, optimized, tinkered with until
stop.
Stop. Oh, Toto, I want to go home. I want to go home. She's saying that the VA provides the highest quality of care. And what she's crazy about is our veterans are receiving this, and there are some who say it needs to be fixed or tinkered with. Are you insane? Or on this earth, does the VA work? Because on my earth, it doesn't work.
I mean, the only evidence I have of that is every veteran I've ever talked to in my entire life. But other than that, it seems to be working well. If you don't have to use it, it's great. Mm-hmm. If you happen to be one of the beneficiaries from all of the nonsense and bureaucracy, then it's fantastic. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you have to get treatment there, it's a little bit of a problem.
On my earth, 2 weeks ago, a veteran went in and was trying to get help, and they just gave him more drugs. And so then to try to, you know, show the world that this system is broken, he told his wife before he went to the doctor, "Today, I think I'm going to have to make a statement on behalf of all of the veterans." And so he went to the doctor, said, "Hey, just more medication for this." And he's like, "That really is not helping." And he left and he blew his brains out. But that happened on my earth. Yeah. On the one with this Ocasio-Cortez, apparently it's all fine.
It really is amazing when you put it in those terms. I mean, there's a reason why we have so many veterans come in here and are on the show, because they look at the world, they've dealt with these systems, and they feel the same way about them.
Right.
They've had to deal with all of the nonsense from what is essentially a socialized version of medicine.
One that is not even looking, it is truly socialism, not even looking at the facts of what works. You know, the VA, they're not talking about 12-step programs. Their only answer is drugs. That's it. First, let me tell you about Home Title Lock. Home title fraud, huge, huge business. All you have to do is you go down to the courthouse and I'm not going to tell you exactly. You just go down to the courthouse, you get some stuff, you change some stuff. It's really, really easy. You buy a fake notary seal, you notarize it, you sign a fake name, you turn it into the courthouse, and somebody else's house is yours. That's how easy it is. There's only one company that is standing against that, and it's Home Title Lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. You're going to get a $100 search for free when you sign up. But please, sign up yourself. Sign anybody you know that owns a house. Sign up for this, especially your parents. HomeTitleLock.com.
The fusion of entertainment and enlightenment. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Oh, man. Yesterday, we told you about the story from the Huffington Post. This is the headline. Quote, "Satan is having a moment." End quote. The story was how Satanists, it turns out, I'm quoting, "Satanists, as it turned out, are everything you think they're not. They're patriotic, they're charitable, they're ethical, equality-minded, dedicated to picking up litter with pitchforks on an Arizona highway. Satan is having a moment." Oh, yes, he is. And now, today, I bring you another insane story, and this one from one of the editors of the New York Times in an op-ed piece. He's got a few things that he's discovered about Jesus. The war on Christianity. Yeah, it's real. Sri Lankans. Ask them if it's real. We go there in 1 minute.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
You can also ask them how to pronounce the name of their country. That's another thing you can ask.
Sri Lanka.
Yeah. No, you got it on attempt 4. I was just curious if the first three would be...
You weren't helping.
No, I was just looking at this as a great moment.
This is what you're supposed to do as an executive producer.
Learning this job after 20 years.
20 years. All right, let me tell you about Norton Security. Well, you go ahead. Tell them about Norton Security. Tell them all about it.
Norton Security is very important, of course.
Yeah.
Let's say you mail something important.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Something private, like your tax return, which contains your social security number or other financial information, something like that. Would you use a postcard, Glenn? You probably would, because you can't even pronounce the name of an important country. But it's kind of like that if you use public Wi-Fi, even if it's password protected, which is important.
Right.
I think when you enter a password, you kind of just get this idea that you're completely safe.
Well, it's password protected.
Right. That's not the way that works, unfortunately.
Yeah. No, it's not at all. So a VPN is basically, Norton has come out with a VPN. It really does protect everything. It's a virtual private network. It's what you see in the movies all the time. Can we trace the call? No, it looks like he's in London. No, he's in Germany. No, he's in China. That is a virtual private network. So nobody is tracking you. Nobody is putting cookies on your computer, which I found out, strangely, the only kind of cookies I don't like.
I was going to say, I always have cookies on my computer.
I do,
but the crumbs get in the keys.
Exactly.
It's brutal.
Right. Anyway, Norton, they are the leader in online security, consumer cybersecurity. So Norton now has a VPN. Get a Norton Secure VPN and enjoy the convenience of being connected without the worries of searches and an unsecure internet connections. Get an annual subscription, starts at $3.33 a month, and it is norton.com/VPN. norton.com/VPN. How the hell did I ever get this job?
That's a great point. Great question. Incredible observation.
I wasn't asking
you a special on this.
Wasn't.
How did he get this job?
From the New York Times. The New York Times has published a piece by a writer who has reported for the Times, as well as edited for the New York Times Magazine. In this wonderful, wonderful article, Eric Kopage, the writer, wrote, "As I grew older, I learned that the fair-skinned, blue-eyed depiction of Jesus has for centuries adorned stained glass windows and altars in churches throughout the United States and Europe. But Jesus, born in Bethlehem, was most likely a Palestinian man with dark skin. Now that's weird, because the Palestinians weren't anywhere around Jesus. In fact, they didn't exist until about 700 AD. So just a few hundred years after Jesus lived, Palestinians appeared, because there was no Palestine. In fact, Palestine came because an emperor of Rome, after he got rid of all of the Jews, he decided to rename the area Palestina. And he renamed it after the ancient enemies of the Jews, the Philistines. You know, and they were defeated by, King David, and then defeated several other times, and finally by the Assyrians, long before the Jews were fighting with Rome. So here's what happened. Apparently, Mary had a double remarkable birth. This Jewish woman gave birth without any kind of, with an immaculate conception. And not only was he the Son of God, he was a Palestinian. He wasn't even Jewish. Isn't that nuts? It's crazy.
Hmm.
Not even Jewish. He was Arab. Not possible. Now, here's the real problem. Besides the fact that he never in this article mentions that Jesus was a Jew, he now says Jesus was a Palestinian. Now, even the cultures across the world may at times show a Jesus that reflects their own story. A white Jesus is deeply embedded in the Western story of Christianity. It has become often impossible to separate Jesus and white from the American society.
I know. I will never. That's the main thing that I think of. Thank God Jesus was white. That's the lead of every sermon that I've ever been to. I mean, look,
I only go because my service is practically a Klan meeting.
It's so, like, it is not at all
a central part of Christianity that Jesus was white, right? Like, that is not, that if does it not matter at all what Jesus's color was. I mean, yes, the imagery here and the, you know, in the, you know, the way we look at Jesus here, yes, he seems like kind of a white dude, but not completely. I mean, I don't think it's necessarily clear in all the photos that we've seen. I mean, all the three, now the 4K video we've seen of him is pretty clear. That he does look a little bit darker skin.
Yeah, I mean, before we had kind of like the 7-Eleven surveillance camera look at Jesus.
Yeah,
but
I know.
Now, but that
now
we
it's,
have 4K.
Now it's 4K, you can kind of tell, yeah, maybe a little bit darker skin. I mean, I just, is that it all material to one Christian on earth? I mean, maybe a white supremacist would care about such a thing, right? Like, I
don't care.
It's not material at all.
I have a feeling Jesus was not a handsome man. I mean, every picture I've ever seen of Jesus is, you know, he was a handsome man. And I don't think he was probably a handsome man.
Right. Like there's a description in the Bible after the, as he's going through the whole scourging thing, which part of the Easter situation, which was not pleasant. Before the crucifixion, he went through both, which is not pleasant. And there's a description of him as completely unrecognizable. As even like a human, he's so destroyed from the first process they put him through that when they put him on the actual cross, he is not even recognizable as basically a member of the species. Now, every picture you've ever seen painted of Jesus on the cross, that does not show him that way, right? Like, it's not, it does not, that's not what the imagery shows, right? That is not, it does not truthfully reflect what we believe Jesus actually had gone to that point, right? Like, he had been, it would be too gruesome to hang on the wall, right? Like, we're talking Mel Gibson level stuff, even maybe even worse from Passion of the Christ. And that's not necessarily the way people, not necessarily every picture in every hallway, right? But is that central to the belief?
No.
Not at all. It's not material to what we're talking about.
No. Now, listen, this is what he said. Now, even in the cultures across the world, at times, show a Jesus that reflects their own story. A white Jesus is still embedded in the Christian story in the West. It became often impossible to separate Jesus and white from the American psyche. But I am interested. Now, Stu, I want you to answer these questions because he is interested. I am interested in how white Christians feel about images of Christ.
I kind of just went over that one.
Yeah, I kind of don't. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't really think about it. How do you feel about the possibility that Christ may not look the way he's been portrayed for centuries in the United States and Europe? Listen to this question. How do I feel about the possibility that Christ may not look the way as he's been portrayed? Dude, I figured that out when I was like in third grade. All of the pictures of Jesus look different, you know, and it's... I don't expect Jesus to look like the guy that I see, you know, in the pictures. I just, well, I don't.
Reverse it, right? Like, let's say Jesus came from Branson, Missouri. He's like a, you know, normal white guy, white as can be, white bread, white. And that's, we all knew that. And some foreign country decided to portray him and he looked differently. When we say you guys aren't Christians, sorry, your pictures look different. Like, no it's not because...
Here's the last question. If you've seen Christ depicted as a man of color, what was your reaction? Oh, well, I burned the church down.
Yeah, that's usually
either
the way
that
to go.
Or I went, oh, wow, that makes sense. You know, it's kind of like, you know, when I first saw black dolls start coming on the market.
Oh, my gosh.
I hadn't even, because I was a white little kid, I didn't even think about that. Yeah. And then when I saw it, I was like, oh, that makes sense. And as a thinking human being, you're like, of course, you want to have something that looks and relates to you.
Right.
I don't have a problem with that. I don't know anybody who does.
And we do complain occasionally about how these things get changed, right? Like, but my complaint about, like, why, okay, now... I don't know, Superman's gay, or, you know, Captain America is now, you know, an Eskimo, or whatever. Like, these things change, and we're like, okay, this is silly. The reason why I at least get annoyed at those things is because we're moving further and further away from the Martin Luther King vision.
Yes.
It's now, instead of saying, don't notice skin color, it's not important, it has nothing to do with life, don't worry about it. which is, that's the vision I want. Instead, it's always notice all the time.
Yeah.
It's See, all my you problem, should think about.
My problem with, who's the guy who's taking over for James Bond, the black actor? I think he's great. I think he's great.
I don't know.
And I think he'll be a good James Bond. I don't really care.
Yeah.
I'm not watching it because James Bond is black.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought Pierce Brosnan kind of sucked, and like he's white.
And that's the same thing with Black Panther, right? Like Black Panther, like that's the, but like it was promoted not as a great movie, but as a, finally black people get a superhero. That was like the tagline of the movie, basically, and so, according to the media. And that's the problem.
And so
it shouldn't be about that. You shouldn't need to have someone who looks like you, right? I should be able to be, like, if I have a hero that is black, I should be like, you know what? If I just had a white version of that, I could sell that to my kids.
Right.
That's silly.
Yeah.
That's totally against what Martin Luther King wanted.
So my problem with, like, for instance, use 007 is 007 is a character written by Ian Fleming. And it's based on him. Mm-hmm. It's based on him.
A person.
A person. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's part of history. Now, you change it. If he's good at being James Bond, I'm going. I don't care. Yeah. I really don't care.
Again, it's not material to whether you're going to enjoy the movie.
No, but when you have to have a character be somebody that they're clearly not. What?
That is just so
stupid.
It's not born out of tolerance. It's not born out of acceptance. It's not born out of certainly colorblindness. It's born of the exact opposite, which is what all this stuff is from the left. The word racism gets thrown around a lot, but what else is it when you're basing decisions on skin color? That is exactly what the definition of racism, at least used to be. You're making decisions solely based on the color of a person's skin. And if you say, hey, I need to have a black superhero or it's not real, or I need to have a black candidate or I can't accept it. I mean, the Democrats are basically admitting that as they run for president. If we have a white guy at the top of the ticket, there has to be a person of color as the VP.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, can Joe Biden win? Can Bernie Sanders win as a white male?
The New York Times said, are the Democrats really inclusive if the presidential nominee is white?
And just a gay guy. What if, is that enough? Is that enough? Well, if he's qualified for the job, yes, it's enough. It's got nothing to do with this whole thing. And, you know, progressives, and I would say this goes back to your most recent book, when we're talking about postmodernism, it is actually a complete reversal. They are as obsessed with race as Richard Spencer is.
Mm-hmm.
They are as obsessed with race as David Duke is.
Yes.
They happen to be favoring different groups, but they are favoring groups based on race, on skin color, and it's the same exact disease.
Because the progressives haven't changed.
Yeah.
The early 20th century, they were racist.
Mm-hmm.
They were just racist on black people.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're racist against white people or Jews or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing has changed, just the target. Racism isn't about the target. The target can change. Racism is about hatred. Blinds.com is having a flash sale right now. A flash sale now for your blind shades, your plantation shutters, so much more. They make the entire process really simple and really easy. So whether you're looking for energy efficiency, you just moved, or you just want to change the feel of your home, update it. Blinds.com makes the whole experience really enjoyable. Every order gets free samples, free shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee. Right now, their great prices are even better. Go to Blinds.com now through April 25th and get 20% off of everything guaranteed, plus an extra 20% off with the promo code BACK. It's Blinds.com. Take the 20% off of everything, plus an extra 20% off top of that with promo code BACK. Blinds.com, promo code BACK. We break now for 10 seconds, station ID.
Yeah, it's perfect.
I'm gonna go back to the Kate Smith song, which we talked about earlier today. But here's the song. Now, Kate Smith, in case you don't know, she sang God Bless America. And I want you to know, the only thing you need to know about this story is this is postmodernism deconstructing American culture. This has nothing to do with Kate Smith, and I will prove it to you. It has nothing to do with Kate Smith. It has everything about deconstructing our culture. Kate Smith, who raised herself the equivalent of $10 billion to defeat the Nazis in war bonds. That's incredible. In 1931, she went on Broadway and she was part of a Broadway review. And she and another guy sang a song and it sounds horribly racist. I want you to hear the actual song that she sang in 1931 that somebody was so oppressed by. I mean, who's even searching for this? Listen to what she said.
Someone had picked cotton. Someone had a plant of corn. Someone had a slave and be able to sing. That was donkey trouble.
Holy cow, right? Horrible.
Had a laugh at trouble, though he was tired and worn, had to be contented with any old thing. That's why donkeys were born.
Okay, so how could this song even then, how could this song be sung on Broadway? And you know, among all the enlightened artists of the time, how could a Broadway show be done with this in the North in 1931? Well, it's very easy. If you just ask that question, instead of jumping to conclusions that, oh my gosh, she meant this, you would know that she sang this song. So did someone else, a civil rights activist, on stage, the same show, on stage, singing this song. The guy who also sang it was a civil rights activist whose father was a runaway slave. Why would he sing this? Because it is in the same spirit as another song from another Broadway play that was huge and critically acclaimed just recently with Mel Brooks. Do you remember this song from Springtime for Hitler?
Germany was having trouble, what a sad, sad story. Needed a new leader to restore its former glory. Where, oh, where was he?
Where could that man be?
We looked around and then we found the man.
If you want to be the audience that walks out on this song, just like in the movie, because they're so offended that this could be on, go ahead, be that dope. Or you could see that this was written by a Jew, Mel Brooks, mocking the master race, mocking those who followed Hitler and Hitler himself. That's what this was about. And that's what the Kate Smith song was. It was a song mocking the white supremacists in the South. But do we care? No, we don't care. Why? Who was so downtrodden by this song that none of us have ever heard of? Who is so downtrodden by that? I'll tell you who. Somebody who is looking to destroy our traditions. Someone who is looking to destroy our history. That's who. Somebody who wants a transformation of America. You've got to change history.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.
Something incredible is happening right now. Voices are growing louder who are tired of the bullcrap being spewed by world leaders who have too long ruled with power and lies. And instead of helping their fellow countrymen, they have done everything they could to enrich themselves. these voices are getting louder and louder, and voters are electing less traditional voters. I the latest is in the Ukraine, where they hired a comedian, literally voted for a comedian in a landslide. He had no policy ideas. Things are not going to go well. And as chaos erupts, socialism becomes more popular, and our dollar becomes worth less and less. Goldline has just released their 2019 version of the legal tender bar, 10 individual, 1/10 of an ounce, 99.9% pure gold bullion legal tender bars secured in a credit card size barter case. I want you to see how easy it is to own gold or silver. Read their risk information and call them right now at 866-GOLDLINE, 866-GOLDLINE.
Kamala Harris is one of the frontrunners for the Democratic nomination. You need to know her history, where she stands. Socialist Spotlight on blazetv.com/Glenn tonight.
You know, we're talking about social engineering and erasing history and confusing and getting rid of everything that you know so we can flip the country inside out. Tonight, Kamala Harris, who is running for president, she is on the... She's on the block today to be able to look at her and look at her, you know, her history. It's a really confusing history for a woman who cries out for reparations. I don't know what side she's really on. I mean, when it comes right down to it, wait until you see her confused history and the things that she has done, from reparations to the Me Too movement. Kamala Harris tonight at 5 o'clock only on the Blaze TV. You know, all the it's amazing. We were talking about you know, how Kate Smith you know, is now out. How are you affected by Kate Smith? She died like in 1975. Who cares?
No one cares about Kate Smith except for her poor family who is being destroyed by this.
Correct. And you know, she's now going to be remembered in history books as a villain. Mm-hmm. So we can get rid of somebody else who did great things. Because why? She was pro-America. She sang God Bless America. That was the target. But I warn you, you better go after Mel Brooks then.
Oh, my God. I mean, Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Well, how's that? I can't even imagine what that sounds like in 10 or 20 years. Again, same type of thing. They're parodying terrible people. They're using satire to show that people who do X, Y, and Z are really bad.
And those of you in Hollywood or in comedy, you should look to the lesson of Louis C.K.
Yeah.
Who Louis C.K. is never going to be forgiven. And I think the only thing I can think of is that, remember the special he did where he was talking about abortion and he wasn't fully in the boat?
Oh, yeah. He has a lot of examples of that type of thing. He's no conservative by any means, but he's, you know, like, you know, he came out against like Common Core at one point.
Right.
You know, and it's like that. You can't do that.
You can't do that.
So you now, you know, look, he had his own separate issues, but we've seen, I mean, these people will praise Roman Polanski.
Yeah.
The guy was having sex with 14-year-olds. They're like, he's fine. His movies are good.
How is this a real issue? It's not. So a warning. Look in history to Kurt Garon of the German film industry. He was the icon of comedy in film, and the Germans used him for a while. The Nazis were fine to have mm-hmm. him until it came time for them to finally say, okay, we're stable enough. You are no longer here. The idea was, no, I'm too important. They won't do that to me. So we were talking about this off air yesterday about, you know, there are racists. There's David Duke. He's a bad racist.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to look for parody, comedy, you're going to have to purge an awful lot of people. And a lot of people on the left.
Yeah, that's why we have a fabulous new game show, Glenn. It's called, Is It David Duke or Amy Schumer? Which one is it? It's going to be very difficult for the audience to come up with these answers. And that's why we brought in an expert. It has nothing to do with neither one of us wanting to read a bunch of David Duke quotes so we can be taken out of context and we don't care about Jeffy. It's Jeff Fisher!
Thank you. You know, I don't think this is fair to say, is it David Duke or Amy? it should be is this David Duke or somebody just as bad as David Duke.
Right, because that's the thing. They're saying Kate Smith is as bad as the racist of that day because right. she sang the song, which was a parody. It was a satire.
It was satire.
To show that racists were dumb, essentially.
Right, right.
So we brought in Jeffy, and again, it has nothing to do with not wanting to be on
his
record.
His career is completely expendable.
Yeah, well, that, yeah. Some people have said that. welcome, Jeffy.
Thank you.
The host of this game that Glenn has given a brand new, very clunky title to.
David Duke, or someone just as bad as David Duke.
Yeah. All right. So you're going to read the lines. Now, I happen to know these, Glenn. I've heard this particular Amy Schumer bit. But I'm curious to know if you can actually tell. I think some of them are going to be difficult.
Okay. Go ahead.
All right.
All right.
Is this David Duke or someone
just as bad?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are the Asian people laughing? I can never tell.
Well, seeing that it's from, you know, talking about laughing, I would say that it's someone just as bad as David Duke.
Oh,
yeah. Amy Schumer.
Do we have Amy Schumer audio?
Are the Asian people laughing? I can never tell.
Oh, wow.
They all
She's
look
saying
alike.
They look alike and they don't make facial expressions. Wow.
Wow.
Wow, that's amazing. Someone just as bad, I'll tell you that,
Thank
as David
you.
Duke.
Thank you.
And I hope the future generations realize
we
that.
We all know how bad David Duke is, but we don't realize there are other people just as bad as David Duke. Question number two.
Now who's the wetback?
Wow. Again, this is why we have Jeffy reading these lines.
David Duke?
Oh.
David Duke, do we have Amy Schumer audio on that line?
He's Hispanic, so he was like, now who's the wetback? I'm like, hey!
Oh, no, that was Amy Schumer.
Somebody just as bad.
Just as bad.
As David Duke. Yes. Next one.
Really bad. I think that white people were, no question, the creators of what we call white America.
Ooh, is that David Duke or someone just as horrible as
Say
David Duke?
Say that again, because that one's tough. Say it again.
I think that white people were, no question, the creators of what we call white America.
Oh, I think, does it have to be in a comedy routine? Because that sounds like Amy Schumer.
Do we have Amy Schumer of that line?
Oh, that's David Duke. Doesn't that sound like
something? It
does. I mean, that sounds like something they would say. Yeah, white America definitely built what we would call white America.
It could have been, that could have been a serious policy statement from Amy Schumer.
So it was either Amy Schumer trashing being racist against white people or David Duke being racist against people of other color.
This is an incredibly confusing game show.
It really is.
Back to our host, Jeff Fisher.
Of course you know the miracle of AIDS. We all do. It's the only disease that turns fruits into vegetables.
Wow, is that bad? I don't think even Amy Schumer would have said that. But that isn't a joke
form.
Yes, it is.
Your final answer, sir.
David Duke.
David Duke. Do we have Amy Schumer audio of that one? Ooh, you're correct. Okay. David Duke. Absolutely nice correct. Work. Yeah. Nice work.
Wow. So, my best friend is black. She's teaching me how to freestyle rap, and I'm teaching her how to freestyle swim.
That is Amy Schumer. Play the audio.
And my best friend is black in this story. And
in this story.
She's awesome. She's a comedian. And it's cool. She's been teaching me how to like freestyle rap, which I'm kind of good at. And I've been teaching her how to freestyle swim. So.
See, and it's okay that the audience laughed at that today, but will it be okay in the future? I think we need to identify with cell phone technology everyone who's in the audience laughing at these.
Yeah,
I think
if you're
that's
laughing
important.
At that, it's sad. It's a sad statement. You think that all white people freestyle swim and all black people freestyle rap. You're clearly a racist.
It's an interesting take on that, but yes, okay. All right. Next up, Jeff Fisher, the host of this fabulous game show.
Get back in the kitchen. Those dishes aren't going to do themselves.
That is something that David Duke absolutely said, but I bet Amy Schumer also said it.
Well, let's hear. Do we have Amy Schumer audio?
Get back in the kitchen. Those dishes aren't going to do themselves.
Talking about Hispanics, saying
it
they need to
get
into
sound
the
like
kitchen.
Something, even as the host, it does sound like something David Duke would have said.
Yeah, because that's just a straight racist line, right? Yeah. Like, hey, Hispanics.
I didn't know it was about. I thought it was about women.
Oh, no. It's about Hispanics.
It's about Hispanics.
Yes. Because you see, Hispanics David do Duke dishes, according to Amy Schumer, when we take out the context of what she's actually doing here. And I think this is great, because when they build all of the Amy Schumer statues that are clearly coming, when that happens, we can all revisit this in 50 years and tear them all down.
Good thing there's never going to be a statue of Amy Schumer.
I'm so sick and tired of hearing about slavery. You think slavery didn't exist in Africa, even Indian tribes?
Hmm. That's David Duke.
And do we have Amy Schumer audio? Oh, you are correct again, Glenn. Yes. You're pretty good at this game. You seem to know these racist things very well.
That's a different game show. Okay. Is the game show contestant also just as bad as David Duke?
Thanks very much, Jeffy. By the way, you can get Jeffy.
Chewing the Fat.
Podcast, Chewing the Fat.
Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher, available where all podcasts are. I can't believe we didn't get to the line about Mexicans and their work habits. Do we have that one? It would be the fourth clip on our list from Amy Schumer. Tell me, is this David Duke or Amy Schumer? Would you know when you heard this line if it was just read to you?
I mean, nothing works 100% of the time, right? Except Mexicans.
Really? Wow. Taken out of context,
which is what they've done to me on multiple occasions, taken me out of context. They just did it to me last week. You take things out of context and it's bad. But we're not playing that game because taken out of context. You've already decided, America, by letting these things stand, you've already decided that you'll just go along with it. So whoever they want to sweep up, and believe me, Amy, they will come for you eventually. They will. They will come for you. I mean, they're already eating their own. They don't even have power yet. And they're already kicking people out of the club. What do you think's going to happen to you? You make one wrong move, you're out. So, good luck to you. We, by the way, as conservatives, welcome you to do your comedy and any comedy you want to do, anywhere. I may not pay for it. I may not enjoy it myself, but I stand by your right to do it any place you can draw an audience.
You'll never find us outside protesting.
Never.
Trying to throw pies at you.
Never.
Trying to stop you from speaking at college.
Which one's the fascist? Which one's the fascist? The one that says, hey, book the theater, go. Make as much money as you want. Tell any joke you want. Or the ones that say, you can't say that. You can't. How dare you say that? I'm going to protest. I'm going to picket. And I'm going to burn every book that you've ever... hello, which one's the fascist? All right, our sponsor this half hour is realestateagentsitrust.com. Housing market is on fire all over America, and in some places literally on fire, but not necessarily where you live. If you are looking to buy a new home, now is the time. Interest rates are falling, and you want to be able to get that great interest rate. If you buy a home or you sell a home right now, you're going to have a good chance of selling your home for top dollar. Buying a home, if you have the right real estate agent, they're going to get it at the best deal they can in the right area for you. You need that critical real estate agent, and that is realestateagentsitrust.com. We will match you with the person that thinks like you, has your same principles and values, will know where the right house is, better yet, knows the value of your house and knows how to price it to move. It's realestateagentsitrust.com. Realestateagentsitrust.com. Well, we have learned a lot on this show today, haven't we? I mean, we learned from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez that the VA provides the highest quality of health care, and if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I think veterans all around the country agree with that. We learned that Jesus wasn't a Jew from the New York Times, that he was a Palestinian, which is really interesting. We found out from this program, just taking it one step further, doing our homework, that Amy Schumer is just as bad as David Duke. I mean, as long as Kate Smith is bad, Amy Schumer is just as bad, if not worse, than David Duke.
Certainly wasn't a defense of Amy Schumer and other comedians saying that that's not the way they should be treated. I want to make sure that we were not defending at all. We weren't defending the right of people to express themselves and be taken in context. No, that's not our intent at all.
No,
we would much rather rip them out of context and tear down their statues as soon as possible.
Yeah.
We also learned a little bit about Israel last night, Glenn, from Bernie Sanders.
From Bernie Sanders. This is really good. Listen, you may not have known this.
I am not anti-Israel.
No.
But the fact of the matter is that Netanyahu is a right-wing politician who I think is treating the Palestinian people extremely unfairly. What I believe is not radical. I just believe that the United States should deal with the Middle East on a level playing field basis. Mm-hmm. In other words, the goal must be to try to bring people together and not just support one country, which is now run by a right-wing, you know, dare I say, racist government.
You dared.
Oh, my. You
did dare.
You did dare. You dared to dream.
Now, there's been cases in the past, Glenn, where some commentators have called the president racist of a country, and they paid a huge price for that. Recently.
No,
not over
because
the past,
this guy's a white guy.
2017.
This guy's a white guy, and he's a Jew. So, if you're a democratic socialist, fair game. Fair game.
That's okay for you to do.
Yeah, you can say whatever you want. Call anybody a racist. Anybody a racist.
Now, of course, he has the right to call other governments racist. But I mean,
Do you expect to?
The analysis is ridiculous. It's
if you think that Donald Trump, anybody who says Donald Trump is out of control, really? Yeah. He hasn't called the leader of an ally a racist. I mean, he's that much in control of his faculties.
How about Bernie on taxes? Let's listen to that.
But I have and will continue in this campaign to fight for progressive taxation. In other words, whether it is Bernie Sanders or your family or anybody else in America, when we have so much income and wealth inequality, when the people on top are doing phenomenally well.
Like you.
Yeah. If you are doing very, very well in our economy, you should be paying your fair share of taxes. We will raise those taxes for the upper income people. We will do away with the tax loopholes and the tax breaks that large private corporations currently receive. Mm.
I can't wait. I sincerely hope he is the nominee because the defeat will be bone crushing. Bone crushing. Bernie Sanders as president of the United States? Go for it, Democrats. You may be overplaying your hand just a little bit.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.